This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. Listen to that raspy voice. My goodness gracious. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This is what happens when you raise bonsai trees and you're out there in nature all the time. And you're sucking up all the pollen. Right now, a lot of you are, you've seen that President Joe Biden has announced his plan to spend $360 billion to forgive student loans for up to 43 million Americans. Although the actual cost is probably more akin to $440 to $600 billion, but what's a few billion between friends, right? Now, the question becomes, can he do it? And see, like recently, we saw the House getting out there and banning assault weapons. Well, you know what? They can't ban assault weapons. That's already been decided by somebody bigger than them. That's been decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. And yet they do it anyway. And what they're doing is they're trying to see what will take. Now, what Biden is doing is, first of all, Biden or the government or the Congress or nobody has any authority, any power to cancel debts. They can postpone payments. They may have some authority to do that. And canceling debts, though, that would be the province of the Congress, according to Nancy Pelosi, anyway. This announcement comes in a long line of other unconstitutional executive orders from Sleepy Joe that are challenged in court and after a period of legal drama are overturned in most cases. Now, of course, the optic is achieved, even though it gets overturned. However, this is a very unpopular plan. The reaction from many sides to this plan has been overwhelmingly negative. People who have already paid off their student loans are angry because they did the right thing and kept to their obligations. People who didn't get loans or didn't go to college at all are even angrier at the idea of paying more taxes to fund doctors and lawyers and academics who should be able to pay what they owe. The inflationary aspects of debt forgiveness mean that the $7,000 Americans are paying extra each year for Biden's high prices will continue to increase with no end in sight. And this includes the people getting the cash in the first place. Pay me now or pay me later. So, the question becomes, given what we know about what will probably happen to this, what's going on? Why would he make a big deal about something that won't pass legal muster? And why didn't he just forgive all student debt and be done with it? Well, this is a campaign thing. This is a campaign thing. As they're facing the bloodbath that, you know, I know what, Mitch McConnell notwithstanding, it's still going to be a bloodbath. It's still going to be a referendum on this particular president and on this particular type of agenda. And but this is to try for a short-term boon to a lot of current and potential 2022 Biden/Democrat voters, academics, recent college graduates, lawyers, doctors, etc. Some may be wavering or undecided, and getting 10 grand or more knocked off their debts would be well received. Since many have more than $10,000 in debt, Biden can now hold out the idea that more may be forgiven in the future. So vote Democrat in 2022 and get more cash next year. That could be his new bumper sticker. When someone as corrupt as Biden knows that he can be bought, he assumes that everybody else has a price too. And that is the nature of projection. So ask your friends, does it seem fair that you're being asked to pay for someone else's college debt when we paid for ours or couldn't afford to go to college ourselves? This is the same thing as the pickpocket distraction. Look here while I steal your wallet. Each week leading to the November election, there will be probably another outrageous Trump-leaked accusation or some new government boondoggle designed to turn the voters' attention away from how miserable life has become in this country because of the Biden administration. And with November coming up, we all have to plan on voting as if our lives depend on it. If the Democrats win, these changes they're making now, they'll try to make them permanent. And there is a going back from it, but, you know, it's going to be loud and noisy. In other stupid developments, in West Hollywood, they recently held a vote to cut back their law enforcement funding over the next two fiscal years. So this means that up to five times fewer Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies being on duty. And who got the funding instead in West Hollywood? Well, a cultural arts festival. And keep in mind that this comes on the heels of a report that the city, despite being trendier than others in California, saw crime go up 137% earlier in the year. And that's massive. And yet somehow, in a flabbergasting 3-2 vote, the city opted to cut back their police forces. And this doesn't make any sense. And following this vote, West Hollywood Mayor Lauren Meister sounded off on the disappointing decision. Most of the residents and businesses I've heard from are opposed to cutting the sheriff's budget, so she said to Fox News. They are outraged that people and organizations from outside our city are dictating to council how to run our city. The narrative that we can have either sheriffs or social services or either sheriffs or unarmed security teams is false. So what kind of logic went into this decision? Apparently, council member Lindsay P. Horvath noted that it's not up to police officers. Prioritizing people's safety doesn't just mean people with badges and guns on the street. We have to find another way to keep our residents safe in a way that is affordable. So in other words, they're just too cheap. That's what that boils down to. They're too cheap to actually pay for police forces to counter their rising crime rate. And what is their answer? Well, West Hollywood Mayor Pro Tempore Seppi Shine believes the budget should go into a block-by-block program, which uses security ambassadors, which would be unarmed ones, mind you, to provide the city with further law support. Unarmed security ambassadors. According to the mayor of that particular community, it's all about reimagining police and reimagining policing by reallocating funding. And she notes, you can't just say it without actually doing it, period. But there's a big problem there, see? Big problem. While the mayor and their community are sitting in dreamland trying to figure out the effects of these unarmed ambassadors, the crime rate is continuously getting out of hand. It has risen in triple digits over the past few months alone, and once word about this new reimagined program gets out, it's going to go through the roof. Councilman John Erickson had questions about this approach as well, particularly about how long it will take to put into place. Now he said, I've heard from countless residents about how they want to feel safer. And that involves comprehensive planning and something that is not just drawn out of a decision. And that's the biggest problem of all. The community voters have now compromised the safety of not only those assigned and once more unarmed ambassadors, but also the residents who choose to move to the city in the first place. Maybe there'll be some reconsideration there. That would be good. Shine thinks they may be doing good to the city in the hopes of getting that Russian arts festival they want so badly. Because, you know, they did add $14,000 to its funding as a result of this shift in police forces. But with the criminal element on the rise, what happens if you hold a festival and nobody shows up to it? What happens if people are too fearful to leave the house to enjoy it? What happens if during the Russian arts festival, it gets looted by a bunch of marauding criminals who have beaten up the unarmed ambassadors, security ambassadors, whatever they're going to call them? No amount of reimagining is going to fix this problem. The only thing that's going to fix this problem is actual hard work. And I guess that's the problem. I guess that is the problem. Oh, well. That is always the problem with the left. They're always out there and they're always thinking, well, you know, we can do this. And it's like Joe Biden thinking that, you know, if I can be bought, anybody can be bought. This is these people in West Hollywood are saying these things will make a difference, and they believe they'll make a difference. And when they don't, they're going to be like, we just didn't do enough. Crying Shame. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A reporter asked President Biden, he asked him if bailing out largely well-heeled students was fair to those who chose not to take out loans. And the president responded in a semi-coherent way. Is it fair to people who do not own multi-billion dollar businesses? They see why these guys getting all the tax credits. Is that fair? What do you think? They see why these guys getting all the tax credits. Is that even a real grammatically correct sentence? That comparison is an incoherent non sequitur. But what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to compare this questionable, constitutionally questionable loan forgiveness edict with other bailouts, especially the most recent one, the Paycheck Protection Program. Now, if we can forgive business loans, why not the suffering grad student is the argument we're being is being thrown at us. And this is a terrible comparison for numerous reasons. The federal government shut down society, shut down the world, shut down businesses. So, in order to stave off economic ruin that they had initiated, the PPP loans were enacted. The state sent checks so that employment would not crater. After it forced the economy to shut down, as the phone rings while I'm trying to do this. In normal times, a company unable to repay debts to creditors enters bankruptcy. And perhaps student loans should also be dischargeable in bankruptcy, but they're not. And they were never set up that way. Everybody that has a student loan right now today knew what they were signing when they signed it. Nobody, this kind of higher education is not required. Now, while student loans are not dischargeable by bankruptcy, those being bailed out right now are not on their way to ruin. They're on their way to possibly a six-figure salary. And the second and most glaring example of this is that the PPP loan was meant to be a one-way cash transfer from the government. They were structured to be forgivable loans before the law was passed. Nobody broke a contract with that. There was some fraud perpetrated on it. Yes, no doubt about it. There always is. But nobody broke a contract of those that were actually partaking in it legitimately. No one changed the parameter of the loans. No president walked in and unilaterally transferred the responsibility of the PPP payments to other businesses. And then there's the third point. PPP was passed with wide margins in Congress, not decreed by a senile, dislocated old pervert president approaching a midterm in desperate need of votes. But then there's a few observations that are made out there, because there always are going to be, and there's always rationalizations, and there's always projection. So from Axios' Dan Primack, we get when corporate taxes were cut a few years back, I don't recall accusations of buying votes. Well, no, that's because that was cut after the election. It was a promise. It was a campaign promise. Now, of course, Biden made this promise, too. This was him keeping a campaign promise, as he would probably say. Nate Silver also called Biden's edict a transactional piece of public policy, directly serving the interests of the people who elected you. It's extremely common, he went on to say, adding that it was just like the Trump tax cuts were. However, there is a gigantic difference in this, in the way these two things work. A tax cut is something altogether different. Trump's tax cut would have been like Biden's loan forgiveness if the former president had, by executive force, canceled corporate loans of some favored industry and then transferred the responsibility for those payments directly to unfavored businesses. Trump's tax cuts weren't curated to prop up any one interest, despite the left's claims. Those tax cuts work across the board, good or bad, left or right. And, of course, tax cuts also merely let people keep their own money, which is something that escapes the left on a lot. You know, they seem to think that every dollar belongs to the state, and then they will bequeath to you, at their pleasure, that which they think you should have. Now, none of this means that Congress is incapable of buying votes or even that PPP was without corruption. Bills bailing out political interests like Barack Obama's corrupt auto bailout payout to GM Chrysler unions that broke contracts and screwed over debt holders. They're basically a racketeering scheme, but those who believe the president should be empowered to change the parameters by existing loans by fiat or existing loans by fiat, relying on bogus decades-old national emergency legal rationalization, without any debate, without any vote, this is lawlessness. PPP was a bad policy. It was brought about by a bad policy. PPP, you should look at PPP as the litmus test and the experiment, sort of like the same experiment you're going through right now if you go into a McDonald's. Now, at McDonald's, you have to go through and enter your own order yourself. You have very little, if any, interaction with anybody actually asking you, well, do you want this, do you want that? You're actually doing the work for them. And people are doing it because that's the only way you can actually get an order at McDonald's now. Same with self-checkout lines in any grocery store. And what's happening is that we're being conditioned to get paid by the government, which I don't even know how they're going to actually make the money to pay us, the stipend that they think we are entitled to, and the housing that we're entitled to. Because see, they would love nothing better than to herd us all into these places and then let the state-run farms make our, you know, grow our corn and our tomatoes and our rutabagas and everything else and feed us what we get to have. Before long, we'd all be eating borscht because it's the cheapest thing out there that you can make. And, you know, I don't know where it all happened. But while PPP was a bad policy based on bad policy, it was a law passed by Congress to mitigate an economic factor that they created. It was not created out of air. It was put forth, it was put on paper, it was debated, it was voted on, and it was ratified. Student loan forgiveness is lawless. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks sold off sharply on Friday after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in his Jackson Hole economic speech the central bank won't back off in its fight against rapid inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,008 points to close the week at 32,283. The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 497. The suspect in the Wisconsin Christmas parade attack won't have his case dismissed. Public defenders for Daryl Brooks Jr. motioned to have his case tossed on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied the motion. The judge also ruled prosecutors can use statements made by Brooks in two separate interrogations from after he was arrested. A judge dismissing some charges against Brooks on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Before leaving the White House aboard Marine One on Friday, President Biden was asked by reporters if he thinks it's appropriate to take classified materials from the White House.
Depending on the circumstance. For example, I have in my home a cabined-off space that is completely secure.
Biden continuing to say he knew nothing about the raid on former President Trump. The U.S. Secret Service is announcing it's returning $286 million in stolen COVID loans to the Small Business Administration Friday. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Roy Dotson explains that the loans were stolen by 15,000 Green Dot Bank accounts that were fraudulent.
The initial investigation indicated the majority of the accounts had been established using synthetic identities, stolen personal identifiable information, or the utilization of willing and unwilling money mules.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Anybody see that video of the lady who was just out walking in her yard when she was attacked by a rabid fox? She fought hard against that rabid fox. Of course, if that had been me, the rabid fox would have shown up, grabbed my pants one time, and I would have capped him. Because I carry a gun everywhere I go. I carry a gun in my yard. I carry a gun in the bathroom. I carry a gun when I'm going into the bathroom to take a bath. I don't, you know, it's not in the tub with me, but you get the picture. So, you know, one of the things that I'm looking at right now, because I see these happening all over the place, are animal attacks here in the United States, in suburbia. Now, here in North America, we have a wide variety of animals that can be deadly to humans. And these could be insects or invertebrates to big mammals and aquatic creatures. And the dangers are widespread and more common than you might think. And there's been a lot. I mean, we're getting killed by wild animals in certain places a lot. Some of these, by the way, you could defend with say a gun. There's some things like killer bees. I don't know how you would defend against killer bees with a gun, for example. But I wanted to take a look at this. So the state with the highest deaths due to wild animals is Texas with 520, followed by California, Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and New York. So Texas has 520 deaths over 20 years. That's equivalent to 26 deaths every year. And from there, it just goes down. Now, the fewest deaths caused by animals, tie for first, three-way tie, Delaware, North Dakota, and Rhode Island, zero. Surprisingly, Alaska comes in 10th with 23. of the least dangerous places. As we break it down and we look at what is killing us that is in the wild, coming in at number one is the brown bear. Number two and number three, they're tied, and I don't really know how you defend against them with, say, a handgun. But, like, we have a lot of shark attacks. We have, we've had 57 shark fatalities since 1970. 57 snake fatalities since 1970. Snakes, you know, you can defend against them with a handgun if you had to, but it's probably better with a shotgun. Followed by the black bear, the alligator, the cougar, the polar bear, and the wolf. The most dangerous mammal, the apex predator in North America, is the brown bear. And, if you get too close to them, they don't take too kindly to that. And sometimes, as they age, then they start looking at you as a food source. Sharks and snakes, of course, well, you know. Now, if you were to roll up on a black bear, then a brown bear, you have a slightly better chance of avoiding getting killed. But there's three species present in North America: polar bear, black bear, brown bear. You probably only run into either a black bear or a brown bear. And you could run into a polar bear if you go north of the Arctic Circle. But if you encounter a black bear, they're smaller, and despite their name, they come in a variety of colors, and if you encounter one, you should make yourself as big as possible and raise your arms above your head and make a lot of noise. Now, my first question becomes, why would you be where there are black bears without a means to defend against said black bear? Why would you not have that? I'm all for doing everything I can to preserve the life of the bear. No doubt about it. I am not about to preserve the life of the bear at the expense of my well-being. The bear is going to die. The bear is going to die. But if you encounter one, you should make yourself as big as possible and raise your arms above your head and make a lot of noise. If you're in a group, you should congregate as close together as you can. That would present an intimidating front to the bear, and you should hopefully cause it to leave you well alone. But that's not a foolproof tactic. You can carry bear spray, but you're gonna have to dose that up with a whole bunch of common sense. Because if you're too close to the bear and you try to spray him, they may still be able to get to you. Now, if you come upon a brown bear, then you should probably behave a little bit differently. You don't want to get big. If you have bear spray or a gun, get that out. And as soon as you've got it out, and it's between you, start moving away from the bear in a slow and controlled manner, making every effort not to startle the animal while speaking in a quiet, calm, and reassuring voice. If the bear starts towards you and you have bear spray, give it a prolonged dose of the spray. If it comes towards you faster than just sort of ambling at you, I don't know. I say drop the bear spray and go to the gun. I'd probably get in trouble for that. We're not even going to look at sharks. You got to be in a special place for sharks. Alligators! Alligator attacks are relatively rare, you'll be pleased to know. The best way of avoiding them is to stay away from the rivers and the marshy habitats where they live. Should you be attacked in the water, the alligator will likely try to bite you and then roll in the water. If you try to resist that rolling, this will cause you to break a bone or even your spine, and then you are alligator bait, you know, your alligator feed. But you should always put up as much of a fight as you can, and as humans aren't alligators' natural prey, they will often release you, if you make things a little difficult for them. You should target their eyes and their snout if possible, but avoid trying to pry open their mouth, as their bite strength is incredibly powerful, and you're just wasting your time and your strength. And you should never play dead, because then they don't have a reason to let you go. cougars. Cougars are a growing member of things that are becoming a problem. If you come across one of those, then you should act in a similar way as if you encountered a black bear. But don't turn your back on it, and don't try to run from it. They say try to avoid making direct eye contact, as this can be interpreted as aggressive behavior and could provoke the cougar to attack. Well, I don't know exactly how I'm going to convey that to a cougar. Most people that would be facing a cougar, including myself, even though I'm going to have a gun in hand and everything, I'm not foolhardy to go, all right, cougar, bring it, I'm going to kill you. I'm probably going to be sort of frightened. But if you do try to run, this is going to trigger the predatory instinct to chase you. And they're very fast, so any attempt to outrun them would be futile. If it does attempt to attack you, you should fight it off in whatever way possible. Like, once again, since I carry a 10 millimeter, if I go in the woods, a 10 millimeter is gone with me, minimum. Maybe some long gun as well. Wolf attacks. If you come across a wolf, you should make yourself appear tall and large, but these are very, very rare. Usually a wolf attack occurs when a wolf attacks a dog and the owner attempts to intervene. If the wolf does not back down and displays signs of aggression like barking, howling, holding its tail high, or raising its hackles, you got to make a lot of noise and throw things at it or shoot it. Many animal attacks are not going to give you a whole lot of room for survival other than hoping the animal becomes disinterested or you shoot and kill the animal. If you're out in the wild, far from civilization or emergency services, if you're bitten, stung, or otherwise injured by an aggressive wild animal, you're in deep trouble. Deep trouble. So, in the case of the gun-carrying public, you should look at this as self-defense. Plain and simple. And don't take your kids into these dangerous places without being able to defend them either. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One more time, huh? This is Gun Owners News Hour. When Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell looks around his adopted hometown, Washington, D.C., which is it's a bubble, a city shamelessly and aggressively using every lever of federal power to destroy Donald Trump, and by extension, the 76 million of us that voted for him. When he's looking around, Mitch McConnell only sees one menace to the well-being of the nation. January 6th protesters. Recently, a reporter asked him about a recent poll that ranked threats to democracy. And he said, "I do think it's an important issue. There were those who were trying to prevent the orderly transfer of power for the first time in American history, and that was not good. But contrary to his somber reflections, January 6th was actually very good for McConnell. He got exactly what he wanted after the tear gas smoke cleared that evening. Not only did he intentionally leave the Capitol largely unguarded, he warned of the irreparable damage to the Republic if his Senate Republican colleagues demanded an audit of contested states, the official proceeding actually taking place when the building was breached. McConnell later cooed to a reporter that he had prevailed that day. Exhilarating is how he described his emotions after congressional Republicans, cowed by the four-hour disturbance, abandoned their plans to seek a 2020 election audit commission. In a way, McConnell is right that the events of January 6th represent a grave threat to the country. They do. Not just in the way he thinks. The Capitol protest is being used as a pretext to criminalize political dissent. And as the FBI continues its dragnet to round up 850 and counting Trump supporters, with new arrests announced just this week, and the Justice Department circled Donald Trump as the alleged instigator of the insurrection. Political prisoners languish in a special jail for January 6th defendants, a hellscape located in the shadow of McConnell's throne at Capitol Hill. Attorney General Merrick Garland's prosecutors ruthlessly seek years in prison for nonviolent offenders, adding domestic terror sentencing enhancements in an escalation of the regime's war on terror against the right. The January 6th Select Committee has made a mockery of itself while failing to sway public opinion. The same poll that showed a majority of Americans feared threats to democracy above all other issues also showed that they have little or no faith that the government is conducting a fair inquiry. Yet this phony January 6th law investigation provides cover for all sorts of lawfare, not least of which is the production of tens of thousands of Trump's presidential records from his last year in office, a process expedited by the unprecedented denial of executive privilege claims by Joe Biden. But McConnell and his Senate GOP toadies and most Republican House members are intentionally oblivious to the radical weaponization of the Justice Department. Following a brief outburst after the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago, congressional Republicans have gone back to radio silence. Promises of a rapid response team to counter the January 6th committee's primetime performances landed no punches as Republicans shied away from much-needed fights over several questions the committee left unanswered, including the lack of progress in the hunt for the mysterious pipe bomber and unreleased surveillance footage. Instead, they pivoted quickly to familiar ground, high food and energy prices. Fear and impotence paralyze Republican Party leaders as well as those aspiring to hold leadership positions and a potential Republican majority if the party doesn't blow it, that is. But it sort of looks like they might be doing that. Republican voters, disgusted with their wholesale failure to confront the Democrats, somewhere other than Twitter at the very least, eventually will channel Hillary Clinton and begin asking what difference their anger and votes even make. So, I guess we could ask the question, what difference does it make if the Republicans win Congress in November? Victor Davis Hanson observed this week. The left-wing playbook is based on two pillars, the FBI raid on Donald Trump's house, the January 6th insurrection investigation, and selective data leaking about both. Between the raid and the Star Chamber House inquiry, we are supposed to forget unaffordable gas and food, dangerous U.S. cities, over 3 million people swarming the border, and the Afghanistan debacle. Yet, if the Republicans advance a coherent national plan of action to restore pre-Biden America, if Donald Trump will focus positively on national issues and not take the bait to obsess on the wrongs done to him, and if grassroots conservatives this time around prepare to preempt massive left-wing vote harvesting, they will achieve their blowout. But that's a whole lot of ifs. And time grows short. 75 days short. So what's the plan? Who in the GOP is detailing how Congress is going to dismantle this abusive administrative state targeting their own voters? Where's the pledge to cut off the funding to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, a Biden campaign advisor now handling the vengeful prosecution of Trump voters? Where are the public denouncements of Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, a longtime Obama loyalist now attempting to finish what her boss started in 2016 by putting Trump in handcuffs, or of Stephen DeAntonio, the FBI chief responsible for the Gretchen Whitmer fednapping hoax, who sent his agents to Palm Beach to participate in the raid of the former president's residence? Republicans may not control much of Washington yet, but there are other ways to draw attention to this destructive abuse of power. The Biden regime and the congressional Democrats are plowing new and dangerous ground, and the Republicans appear unwilling to do anything about it. And a lot of us are hearing their silence. Now, here is the problem with the Republicans not going to bat. Okay? While some of you are out there going, oh, well, what's the big difference? It's always been the way it is. It's a uniparty, so this is that. Well, listen. I'm 61 years old. I have been conscious of what goes on in the world around me for 41 of those years. I started being conscious of this when I was 18, but, you know, as a kid. And in the 41 years that I have been conscious of what's going on in this country, it has never been like this. It has never been this deep a divide. I was one of those Americans that watched the second plane go in live on TV while we were watching the news feed of the first building being hit on 9/11. I remember looking at that second plane go in, and I knew what it was. And that day in 2001, We were together. There was no divisiveness. And in 21 years since then, look how far we have fallen in just 21 years. I was 14 years old when we pulled out of Vietnam. I remember how bad it was, but how quiet it became, because when we pulled out of Vietnam, as bad as it was, the way we did things to our allies, it got quiet in the United States for a minute. But then new things started. Because, you know, the radical left has always been out there. They've been pushing since the times of Woodrow Wilson. So I keep thinking back to that day, that 9/11 day, when there were no black people, there were no white people, there were no males or females, there were only Americans. The melting pot. That's what the melting pot is supposed to look like. The Republicans, by not taking up this fight, as they continue to whittle away our options, when there are no other options left, this is where the Bill of Rights will kick in. It will be a dirty, ugly moment. And it is a complete, total, unforced error. All these guys that like being in Congress, they could be in Congress. All they got to do is they got to be brawlers. They would get rewarded for brawling, but no, we can't do that. Back again next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.